Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring
them out. Good morning. Welcome in on the Cap J Hood Show on ESPN 1000 with my friend Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan, Danny Zetterman, Jeff Neller, J.R. Strauss. We are your morning team each and every weekday, 7 until 10. So I have a question. Okay, we've chopped up the Bears and the Packers and all that other stuff. Yeah, we lost again to Aaron Rodgers. Whatever. They still have to live up there.
And we have to live with this team, too, by the way.
This is true.
You and I.
This is true.
We got to live with this. All the rest of the Bears fans got to live with this crap. Being a national laughing stock. And not just here, but all over the country, people are talking about, I own you. And people just nodding their head in approval like, yeah, I guess Aaron Rodgers does own the Bears. Yeah. Yeah, they got
no blank.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is that we sleep at night. I'm sure that they don't up there in Lake Forest.
So, all right, enough. That guy, Aaron Rodgers. Anyway.
Yeah?
My question to you is, away from football, because a show is a hot show.
This one.
Yes.
Yes.
If there is a TV series that people are watching, and it's a really hot show.
Sure.
Can you not even bring it up with a very innocuous comment in a work setting with your friends, people that you consider, I spend as much time with you guys as I do with almost anyone in my life.
I understand that, but this has got nothing to do with the vaccines. I don't know what you're talking about with innocuous.
I did not say inoculation.
Huh?
I did not say inoculation. I said a very innocuous comment, a very non-revealing comment. It was just mild. I did not give
comment.
Away.
Your comment was very revealing.
It was.
It
not.
Was. It was selfish. You had a big mouth, and just to let the audience in, you tried to rinse Squid Games for us.
Rinse Squid Games.
Rune. I said runes. I'm so frustrated with you that's how I'm speaking this morning. I apologize to the audience, and of course, Jonathan Hood.
just me, not you.
So we.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Who first brought it up?
I brought it up. Here's what happened, right? Oh, we're geez. In our morning meeting this morning.
No, I'm talking about who first brought up that we should watch
the
show.
I suggested
actually
2 weeks
wife,
ago.
About a month ago.
Okay.
She didn't talk to me about it.
Yeah, I told you.
No, I suggested to the show one morning in a meeting.
Okay.
Who has watched Squid Game?
So I watched episode one, and I'm halfway into it, and I went, what in the F are they having me watch?
Yes.
And my wife came down, stood there for about 4 minutes and went, this is awful. I said, well, there's 9 of them. And yes. I got to watch every stinking one.
Yes.
So I'm into episode 7.
Yes. And I've watched the entire series over the weekend.
So I will finish it by Thursday.
Hey, listen, here's, okay, just one sidebar about this, mm-hmm. is that it's really difficult to kind of lock into a series when there's so much sports on. March might be your favorite month for the sports calendar, but October is the busiest. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot that's going on.
We got hockey going. NBA starts tonight.
Yeah.
Bulls start tomorrow. Major League Baseball, ALNLCS.
College football,
pro football.
I mean, it's a lot, but I was able to get it in this past weekend. I also watched all the Squid
Games.
And
the sky
yes.
was going.
Yes. So there's a lot, right?
So I make a very non-revealing comment in our meeting today. Oh, yeah. JR said, how far are you? I said, I'm just into episode 7, and then I had to go do something, so I had to pause it. I go, they're playing this. Danny has a stroke. Way to go! you're giving away the show. I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't give away one detail.
If you're watching Squid Games, which I hope our audience is because it's a really good show,
yes.
Every episode they play a different game. And part of the intrigue is what game are they going to play?
And actually, not a game in every episode.
Well, not okay, but you get my point. The point of Squid Games is that they're
thanks
playing,
for ruining that.
Also giving that away.
Yes, ooh, thanks, God. Cap. Like honestly, you have the world's biggest mouth.
That's not actually all games. There's some dialogue there in episode two. Take that.
But the point is, they play games of consequences, kids' games.
Yeah.
In the majority of episodes. Now we know they don't play them in every episode because Mr. It's All About Where I Am in the series is here today.
Oh,
but, like, this is 2 days in a row. So yesterday, this came up in the meeting where you decided to ruin episode 7 for us because yesterday I was grocery shopping at Whole Foods, minding my own business. My buddy Brian Kretz sends me a text message. I open the text because Brian's always a good texter. He's a buddy of mine. I want to read what he says. And he sends me an article that in the headline of the article about Squid Games ruins a big portion of the series for me. So I brought up in the meeting today, we should talk about the rules of spoiling TV shows and when and where you can talk about TV shows that could be spoiled with your friends. And then Cap blurts out what he blurted out to ruin episode 7.
Yes, you did.
I did not ruin
Cap,
anything.
You did. You did. Here's the thing about watching TV shows that you're watching. All that matters is where you are.
Oh.
And why do you do that, Cap? Why do you do that?
Between you and Brian, I basically know how the show ends now.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think there need to be some rules set. Okay, so in the modern day, there is this thing where it's called spoiler alert, and then you blurt it out. Now, of course, back in the day, we would say, please turn your radio down if you don't want to hear the details of such. But we don't do it. We don't do that in 2021. Now we just say, spoiler alert, and here's what's going on.
Right.
Well, I just know that, again, this thing came out, what, Jeff, in September, August? This Squid Games,
yeah,
officially?
It really picked up over the last 2 weeks, I think, is when, you know, but you're right, Hoodie. Probably, I think early September is when it was released on Netflix.
Early September. So we could just tell people, hey, watch it. And there's going to be a time where we all, as a show, will talk about it once it's all finished. But we will say, spoiler alert, boom. But you just don't want to just blurt it out. I mean, you just can't help yourself. This is why you really desperately need Dr. Rick. I mean, that's again, Dr. Rick in the commercials would tell you, hey, don't be like your parents. Just don't blurt things out. You can't help yourself. I mean, I don't know how these executives trust you with a secret. Eventually, it's going to come out. Listen, I'm just telling you, they're going to train that guy. Like, how do you know? I don't know. That guy sucks. You have to hold it in abeyance. You can't just blurt things out. Danny wants to see this whole series, and you gave up a marble of a clue, and you can't do that.
You're better than that.
That's what you said. You said something about...
JR said, what part are you at?
I said, some of our listeners may not be where you're at yet, Gabby. That's the thing with binging, though, is what was great about episodic television is that on a week-to-week basis, we could all sit down, watch the TV show, and then the next day come in and say, hey, did you watch the show last night? And then you'd be like, yeah. And then we could all have a conversation. But now in the world of binging where everybody gets what they want immediately, nobody can have a real conversation because unless we're all sitting down watching the show together.
That is correct. That is correct. So that's how that works, man. You just can't just blurt it out because there's so much intricate detail in these shows like Squid Game that you really can't say anything until people have watched the entire episode. So you have to learn that, Cap, because you know you're a blurter. You like to blurt things out. Whatever is in the top of your dome, you're just going to blurt it out because there's no filter. Let's be honest.
Okay, first of all, can we get the name of the show right?
Squid Game.
The Squid Game.
Yeah.
Danny's calling it Squid Games. It's The Squid Game.
Oh. Do people know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'm not sure.
Now you're splitting hairs because we've pointed out how wrong you were, how inconsiderate you were, how selfish you were, how hurtful you were, how you've destroyed the show for millions, and now you want to say that I'm saying the name of the show wrong. That's what my wife does when we get in an argument. When I'm right, she finds something I did wrong. Well, you didn't mow the lawn last week.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Squid Game, not the Squid Game.
So yes, you got it wrong, David.
It's Squid Game. Who cares? People know what you're talking about. It's the same show that refers to the Jewel as the Jewels.
Correct.
Okay, and Soldier's Field.
And Kaminsky Park.
On Gothay.
On Gothay
Street.
Yes,
so there you go. It doesn't matter what it is. We get stuff
Do you know
wrong
how much
here.
Money Netflix says, how much value that show will create for the company?
No.
Has created. It's already happened.
I'm reading Bloomberg this morning. Netflix estimates that its latest mega hit, Squid Game, will create almost $900 million in value for the company, according to figures seen by Bloomberg, underscoring the windfall that one mega hit can generate in a streaming area. Stands out for both its popularity and its relatively low cost.
Now, with the time we have remaining, would you like to tell people about the episode Greenlight? Would you like to blurt that out?
No.
Okay.
Would you like to talk about that?
So, and also, Danny, it's a lot different now, okay, with the whole binge watching. Unless you have a day to just lay on the couch and chill with popcorn and watch this thing, you know, again, people are busy, right? People are busy. Unless it's a hit show, it's difficult to just be in one sitting and binge a show.
Correct.
It is for me.
Correct.
Well, that's the beauty with Netflix and them releasing all 9 episodes at one time. You can watch it at your own pace.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have, quote-unquote, friends like David Kaplan and Brian Kretz, who at every chance they get want to destroy your joy in life.
Every chance.
That's what you are. You're a joy killer.
This guy. Dave in Plainfield. What's up, Sparky?
Yeah, you guys have taken this. I'm always on everybody else's side but Cap. But in this instant, I am so on board with Cap.
Thank you.
You guys, I mean, if you're worried about it being spoiled, then sit down and watch the series. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Dave, everybody doesn't have the opportunity to just sit down in one sitting and watch the entire show for 9 hours.
I'm not saying that. You can watch 3 episodes and then take a break and then come back another day and watch 3 episodes. The show's been out. I mean, spoiler alert is if a show came out last night and, okay, you don't go on the next day and spoil the show because it was on last night. Squid Ink has been out. Our Squid Games has been out. It's not like it just started last week.
Squid Ink's a pasta.
Squid Game is there. I'm with you, Dave.
All right.
He's had plenty of time to see it. It's not like it's just... It started last week, and all of a sudden, Cap's going to break. And then what he said didn't ruin the show. I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
Dave, you're the man. We found common ground, kid.
I'm on your side, Cap.
Appreciate you. Have a great day, a wonderful day, okay?
All right, that's enough.
Yep.
I'm sure your wife's a lovely lady. Okay. You have a great week.
Okay. I thought your brother's name was Bruce.
Yeah, and get the taint while you're down there. Jeez, that's enough.
You're better than that. You are better than that. By the way.
Yes, you can.
How about this?
Still Mike Thomas.
Netflix estimates that 89% of people who started the show watched a minimum of 75 minutes. That's more than an episode.
Yeah.
Almost two. 66% of viewers, or 87 million people, finished the series in the first 23 days.
Yeah.
All told, people have spent more than 1.4 billion hours watching the show.
Well, my friend, again, people don't have a lot of extra time to just watch it in one day. You just can't give clues to something that's that hot. That's all I'm saying. Like, it doesn't bother me. You know why? Because I was going to watch it anyway because it's something we're going to talk about on the show. But for Danny, you know how he is, man.
Yeah.
See, you already know how he is, and you did it anyway. Now, if you did that to me, you know what? We'd be talking about the Bears right now. Because even if you gave me a clue, I'd be like, you know what? I'll look for that in episode 5 or 6, right? Because I'm just different that way. Like, we're brothers. Like, you can say whatever you want. I'll still watch this. But
okay, Danny. Number 456.
Yeah, but it's Danny, though, right? That's the thing.
Danny, number 781.
Uh-oh. Now, see, now you've done it.
Now you know what? You are Cap number one.
Appreciate you, Danny. 312-332-3776. We'll get to your calls on this. And Matt Nagy can't be serious. Can he? Next.
Pass me a marble.
scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back on Cap and Jay Hood, 312-332-3776. We'll hear from Matt Nagy in a second. I heard this on Waddle & Sylvie yesterday.
Well, they had a hell of a live event yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, it was like the old days, man. They were hanging from the rafters. You couldn't. It was so full inside and outside of the tavern they were in yesterday in Lakeview. It was amazing.
Good for them. I know as we get our lives back, everyone's still proceeding with some modicum of caution.
Yeah.
But people are excited to be out and to see the boys and hear the show and good food and libations and all of it.
Finley Dunn's Tavern. That's where they were yesterday. It was really, really solid event.
So good for them that it worked out well.
Yeah.
We'll get to Matt Nagy in 1 second. We were talking about, what can you say at work? And I didn't even say, hey, here's how the show ends. I just simply said, oh, they're doing that. It was a throwaway remark. JR said, what part of the show are you on? In episode blank, and they're doing that.
That's the answer simply is, I'm on episode 6, period, end of story, move on.
Right? But you always, but again, this is you, but you got to understand, Danny, he always gives his granular detail on everything.
Right.
He just can't just let it go. There's always the extra detail.
Well, like here's the thing I love about Cap, right? Like, when he has to say something, he has to say it, whether everybody wants to hear it or not. Yesterday, he asked us if he told us something. I don't want to say what it is because it's not for public consumption.
Yeah.
But he asked us, did I tell you this? And every man in the room said, yes, you told us. And he still went on to tell us anyways. Like, that's the Cap thing. It doesn't matter if you've heard it 50 times or not. Once the train gets rolling, there's no stopping it. So that's the problem with you talking about, like, for instance, Squid Game. Once you get going, you can't put it back in the you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube with you.
What time is it, Cap? Well, this Shinola watch came from Switzerland, and it was made by, what time is it? Oh God. 7:23.
Wow. Jimmy Joe, our guy in Logan Square. James Joseph, what's up?
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
All good, man.
Hey, I just want to say that I agree with Hoodie and Danny. You cannot watch a show. And that other guy that called David, he's the most selfish individual ever. Like, he made it sound like we got to be on his time. You don't do that. You got to show some respect. That guy that called David, I guarantee you, he's the type of guy. I'm going to tell you the type of guy he is. He watches a movie, and then he acts like he didn't see the movie, so he could sound smarter than what he really is. I swear to God, that's that guy, bro.
All right, bro. Have a great day, okay?
Let's go, Bears. I'm going to the game, guys.
Oh, you are? Let me tell you where, here, I'm going to give you Danny's hotel. Maybe you guys can hook up. Danny, you and Jimmy Joe ought to hook up.
We're going to hang out.
There you go.
Me and Jimmy Joe are going to hang out. We got big plans for the game.
Okay. You sure you want to do that? I didn't think so. Yeah, I'm not sure it's a good idea.
So, all right, on to Matt Nagy. Have fun, Jimmy Joe. Travel safe, man.
Yes.
Okay, make sure Danny picks up your bill for you at dinner.
Look at that.
So Matt Nagy.
Keep your beak out of the bill.
I want our listeners to feel like Danny cares about them.
He's not picking up the check.
No shot. he's going to expect Carmen to pick it up or Sylvie.
No question.
Anyway, Matt Nagy was asked yesterday, why hasn't your offense scored more points? How about like what Olin Krutz said? The wise? Put a bunch of mirrors in your office and on the wall and on the ceiling. Look anywhere you want. There's the why. You.
Yes.
Not Matt.
For us, we understand we got to score more points every opportunity we get. Now, when you're looking at it, is it Is it the amount of possessions that you have in a game? Is it, are you getting takeaways on defense to flip the field and have a short field? What's your identity? Are you the explosives to me right now are what signifies the big plays, which you can get more possessions through explosives. You're not driving the ball in 10-play drives all the time. Yesterday we were 2 for 2 in the red zone. So that was an emphasis for us, was be effective against that defense in the red zone. And again, when you look at this, I really believe that for our team in general, big picture, we need to work together in all three phases, right? And that's going to be important. If we do that, and defensively we get three and outs, defensively we get turnovers, offensively when you get a turnover or three and outs, you're getting touchdowns. Not every game is going to be 40-40, but we can score more. And it's going to be complementary. Same thing with special teams, right? Just everybody field position working together.
Really? His overarching point makes sense from a football standpoint. Yeah, mm-hmm. All three phases have to work together.
Agreed.
I don't know if he was calling it out as much as it is. He was just trying to say, for us to be able to win, we pretty much have to be perfect in all three phases.
But what happened to the offensive juggernaut he was building? He's been here 4 years.
Oh no, that's a meat shield. No, he put that to the side, Cab. He's like, oh yeah, we got to the red zone and yeah, we scored a couple times, but the defensive special teams, all three phases have to be able to help. Which is true. But special teams actually did a nice job, I thought, on Sunday. We didn't get to it because we had so many other irons in the fire, but special teams as far as field position, solid. The defensive line getting after Rodgers, solid. The secondary is still a question, that's for sure.
But they weren't horrible.
No, they were not horrible. The offense, I think he's, now that he's the head coach of the Bears, not just the OC in name, I think that he wants to talk about all three phases now because the offense is talked about so much. I mean, what are you going to say about it? You failed again as an offense.
Correct. 27 times in 56 career games as Bears coach, including 2 playoff games.
Yeah.
20 or less points.
Did you feel, listening to that, did you feel like he was trying to take a shot at the defensive special teams and try to push the offense to the side?
I don't know if it was a shot. I think Sylvie felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a shot. It's just, I would prefer he went to the podium and said, okay, it's time for a little honesty here.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we've failed so far as an offense. That's just a fact. And that starts with me. I failed. I came here because I had a great rep as an offensive guru. It hasn't worked. So, as I look for the whys, it starts with me. I'm looking in the mirror going, what am I not doing? We have to be better in all phases because that's the margin of error we have. That's a different way of saying it.
If he said that, he'd be fired tomorrow. Right? That doesn't work that way. I mean, even Dan Campbell doesn't blame himself for being winless. He blames Jared Goff. You heard the press conference, right?
I did.
Okay, so what you said is true, but imagine putting himself out there like that. Throwing himself on the stake like that. Oh, man. Right? Even though what you're saying is true, he's not going to do that.
I would have more respect for that.
I understand that. Hey, he said before, it starts with me. But then he moves on to something else.
Yeah, but he said it like this.
Ultimately, it goes for me.
Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah, ultimately. Yeah.
I think it was a shot at the defense because basically when he says we need the defense to have three and outs, he's saying what they're doing isn't enough.
My only problem with the defense was you got it to 17-14. That was a hell of a drive, man. Justin, 5 for 5. Those were some big boy throws. The one over the middle, I think it was to Cole Kmet. It might have been Allen Robinson. Dude, that was a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah.
Bam! Right into a very small window. That was a hell of a job. The defense can't allow them to go 75 yards. You cannot. If you're that defense, shut them down.
But if we said, you Cap, the Bears are going to hold the Packers to 24 points and Aaron Rodgers under 200 yards throwing the football,
mm-hmm.
You would say to yourself, we have a good chance of winning that game.
Yes.
And what is offensive about what Matt Nagy said is he's saying that the defense has to be perfect. He's not pleased with their performance because they're not getting enough three and outs. That if I was in the defensive room, I'd be like, all right, this is crap, dude. We're doing the best we can. Help us out on offense.
Yeah, I wasn't as offended, I think, as Sylvie was.
Yeah.
But again, this guy's, it's just not working.
No, we know that.
You've had 4 years. Get through the season, and at the end of the year, it will probably be resolved. The only thing I care about, I want them to win, yes, because my heart's invested in them. Mm-hmm. It's my team. The end of the year, is that kid the real deal or not? Did we get the quarterback right? Because if yes. if either you got it wrong and it looks like he can't play, A, or B, you're stunting his development, but we think he's the guy, then you got to go.
Cap, do you think Matt Nagy knows that his defense eventually is on the decline? You think he knows that?
He has to.
Like, nothing against Quinn and Mack and Hicks when he's healthy, but especially that secondary. Does he know that this is not Fangio's defense? It's been on the decline ever since he left to take the job in Denver.
Correct. They're getting older.
Yep.
They're still very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough to win with.
You're top 10.
Correct.
Your secondary is not very good. But your defensive line is getting after the quarterback.
But again, when you look at, take the Browns game. How did Myles Garrett get all those sacks? He makes $130 million a year. You're blocking him with a guy you got off a fishing boat who's 39 years old, turning 40, and makes $1.5 million. As Olin put it, I'm shocked, you're shocked.
At some point, Cap, you start running out of excuses, right?
That's it.
Oh, offensive line isn't very good. Offensive line has been fine,
but
right?
It's been good enough.
Yeah.
But that falls at the feet of Ryan.
That's right.
If Ryan, if this was 2016, okay, you're rebuilding an awful roster. I get it. You've been here 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have salary cap issues and that offensive line? Like if you said, oh, their right and left tackles are the best in the game. Yeah. They're paying a lot for them, but those guys are top five at their position. Okay.
Just remember, Cap, you're running out of excuses when you start looking at defensive special teams because your offense sucks.
Hoodwinked is next. We'll also get to your calls. Is Hoodie telling the truth or try to pull one over on us? Right now, the 10th caller, 312-332-3776. You win, you get dinner for you and your family at Lou Malnati's. Be right back.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000. All right, Cap and Jay Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Hoodwinked is brought to you by the wonderful people at Lou Malnati's. If you want no contact delivery, you want curbside pickup, and the best pizza in the world, Lou Malnati's. Go to LouMalnati's.com. And if you or one of your children are looking for a job, they have positions available at every level of the company. Find it on their website at LouMalnati's.com. Jonathan Hood, the floor is yours, my partner.
All right, my friends. Hope that you can get yourself a Lou Malnati's as we go to Mark in Algonquin. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great this morning. Are you ready to win some Lou Malnati's?
Gonna try. Gonna try.
All right, Mark. I'm gonna tell a story, and you got to determine whether or not I'm hoodwinking you or not. Are you ready for this, sir?
I am ready.
Okay, Cap. My buddy Sean Knight and I went on a double date. This is a little bit after college. Sean Knight is like my brother. He's worked at Power 92, GCI. He's been on the Chicago radio for a while. He's living in Kansas now, as a matter of fact, doing the shows in Topeka, Kansas, I think.
Danny's old place.
Yeah, so he's been a longtime friend going back to college. And so he says, let's go on a double date. And I said, again? He says, yeah, it's going to be fun. I said, you know what? For this double date, let's spice things up. I said, I'm going to speak all night in a Boston accent. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not even going to speak in my regular voice. I'm going to do this in a Boston accent. We go on this date, and I tell my date, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you there. And so I say, hey, you know what, let's talk. And she says, your accent, you're not from here, right? It's like, no, I'm from suburban Boston. I was able to do it a lot better back then. I can't really do it the accent now. Carmen does actually a better Boston accent. Nonetheless, she says, you sound different. Where are you from? I told her I was from suburban Boston. I said that I grew up with New Edition because they're from Boston as well, just to spice things up. That was a major score for me Saturday night into Sunday morning. She fell in love with me and that voice because she'd never met someone with a thick Boston accent. That really happened.
Wow. Mark, what do you think, kid? What's your gut tell you?
Well, you pull out the New Edition. You know, you're going you're gonna lock about that. That's tough.
Yeah. My, like I've heard, he tells his stories over and over again.
Don't lie to the audience. Don't lie to me. I'm not you. Make sure people know who's speaking. You're David Kaplan that tells stories over and over again, and mine are new and fresh. Take that.
I've never heard this story. My gut feeling is he's trying to hoodwink us, but I'm going to let you make that decision.
Oh, wow. Boston accent all night. Kind of tough to do. I think I'm going to go with you. I'm going with you, Cap. Right. I don't think it's true.
Okay, we are going to say lock it in, right? Locking it in?
Locking it in.
You're trying to hoodwink us.
That, my friends, is, that is a true story, actually. Yeah. Oh. Wow. I'm your cousin from Boston.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
All right,
that's
Mark. Funny. Thanks, man. Hang
all
on.
All right.
There you go. So, nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's you get on these double dates, and, you know, it's like, hey, how are you? I'm trying to learn about you. I don't know if I'm going to even talk to you after the night. You know, maybe we'll talk, maybe we won't. It's just kind of things where it kind of just gets into a routine, Cap. And so I just want to spice things up. I don't know if this girl is going to be attractive or not, or if I'd be interested in her or not. So it's like, you know what? Let's just do this differently. I'll just speak in a Boston accent. I was able to do it. I can't do it as well now, but back then I was able to do that.
But if you really at the end of the night go, wow, I really like this girl. When do you drop the accent?
That's the trick. Thank goodness that we really did not have a connection. Well, we had a connection, but it was brief.
Right.
It was a brief connection.
But if it was a connection you thought had some staying power, that's
that
a problem.
That would be a
because she could say to you, you're an ass. I have no interest in someone who goes into meeting someone new and is trying to play games with them.
Yes. I thought you sound like John F. Kennedy, and now you don't. That's not right.
That's pretty good. That's
sounding like Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons, and now you're not.
Pretty good.
No, but I just kind of, Cap, you just get in these things where you're on the dating scene, and just like, look, you know this. I don't have to explain this to you. When you're on the dating scene, you meet someone, but you don't know if there's going to be a real connection or not. So you don't give your whole life story to someone that you don't know. You just kind of find out, so what's up with you? What do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you do? Where are you from? Do we have the same friends? That kind of thing. Same area.
Right.
Those kind of just cursory, you know, just happy talk, right? And so, but when you go on these dates multiple times, it's kind of like, okay, you know, we're going to spice this thing up tonight. I'm going to talk like this the entire time there. You know, just like that. Like I said, Carm does two great accents that I can't do anymore. Boston accent and like the North Dakota, South Dakota, like upper Michigan accent. Have him do those. It's tremendous. Like Fargo. Like the movie Fargo. He does that tremendously.
I'll have to get him in today.
Oh, it's great.
Let's go to Jay on the Northwest side. Hey, Jay.
What's up, Cat? What's up, Hoodie?
How you doing, man?
What up, Jay?
Hey, check it out. So I was in the county jail, right, in Cook County, right? Me and my homie were talking with the Boston accent. We were bored. There's nothing to do. So this CO, that's a sheriff, a cop. He hears us, and he's like, hey, where are you from, man? You from Boston? I go, yeah, hell yeah, I'm from Boston, you know? So, like, we're playing. Hey, look, so then I go to the hole. This dude gets my mail. He puts Boston on my letters, and like, believe me. So every time I seen this dude, I had to put a Boston accent up. It was hilarious.
Hold on a second. Jay, back up. I got to know, first of all, what were you in jail for?
Well, it's irrelevant, Cap. I'm out now.
Okay, and what was it like being in the hole?
Oh, God, it's boring. After, like, 19 days, you really do start talking to the roaches, and like, man, you can only, you know, fiddle your whittle so much before it gets boring. There's nothing to do there. I mean, it sucks. And it's loud all the time because people are screaming through the chuck hole.
Do you have light in there, or are you in the darkness?
It depends what room you're in. You know, if you're lucky, you get a light bulb, you get some running water. Most of the cells.
And are there rodents crawling around?
Oh, yeah, openly. There's more mice, bro, in the county than there is people. Division 1, the rats run Division 1. Dude, they jump over the little sticky pads. They're so smart. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I would have died. I would die.
No, you would have made it, bro. Hoodie and you guys would have been all right because you guys could talk. You guys both got the gift. But you used Chop It Up totally wrong, so they would have made fun of you for that.
Okay, so how do I use Chop It Up wrong?
Because you say Chop It Up like we chopped it up, like we got to the bottom of it. But when you say, yo, we was chopping it up, that means we was conversing, you know? Yes. I was just talking to my guy. We was chopping it up.
Yes.
Got it. So yeah. If, like, Hoodie and I went to lunch and someone said, what'd you do today? Hoodie and I went and got some lunch. We were chopping it up about the show today.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, we were just chopping it up at the table.
All right. Stay out of county now, okay?
Yeah. Point of the story is I seen the dude at a movie theater. He was doing security with my family when I got out, and he's like, what the hell? Where'd the accent go? And I had to tell him the truth.
So good.
Jay, I love y'all's show, man. I'm a P1. You know it.
We appreciate you. Stay safe, okay?
All right, yes, man.
Love y'all.
Peace. See you, buddy.
Say hello to your mother for me.
How about that?
Yeah.
The division and the rats jump over the sticky pads. You know those sticky pads?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember a lot of rats around Division 1. I remember that. But then I got married.
Wow. 312-332-3776. We'll get more of your calls. Evander Kane. Can we just admit he's just a bad dude?
Who?
Next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap J. Hood, ESPN 1000. If you're in the northern suburbs, go knock on Mark Silverman's door and wake him up. That guy loves talking about jail.
Yeah.
Danny, am I right? Does Sylvie love jail talk?
He is slightly mesmerized by jail talk, yes.
Okay, so we just had Jay who called in,
yeah,
who's out on the straight and narrow now in a good place. His life's going well. He's a P1. And he was telling us about being in Cook County Jail. Well, Tony worked there. Hey, Tony, what's going on, man?
Jay Hood and Cap, how is it going, fellas?
How you doing?
How are you, Tone?
What? Wonderful, man. Wonderful. Just driving in traffic. So I just wanted to piggyback off the last caller. So I worked at County on 26 from 2012 to 2017, mm-hmm. and I was assigned to Division 1. It was the oldest division. It was Supermax. It had the Al Capone suite on the top level.
Oh.
That place was the grossest. I mean, I would have to, in order to heat up my lunch, I would have to go in a tier and use the inmates' microwave. That's how gross it would. Oh. They finally closed it after 2016 because of asbestos and probably all the rodents. But, yeah, he wasn't kidding.
Wow. Like when you say he wasn't kidding, like if you're in the hole, what does that mean? Describe that for us.
Okay, so the hole is in a different division. It's not in Division 1, it's in Division 9.
Uh-huh.
And there's only 6 or 7 I believe 6 or 7 cells for the hole. And usually nobody's in the hole for more than a week unless they're extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. He did some interesting stuff that we weren't privy to.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's crazy, man.
I know there's no way I could survive in there. None.
No. And Tony, so, I mean, even though that you're locked up, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have rodents and it has to be disgusting, right? I mean, you are locked up, but you don't need something that looks like a movie in there, right?
Correct. And the worst part is you're locked up. If you're in the hole, you're 23 hours in your cell, and then you have 1 hour out of your cell.
Wow.
So you're in a 6x6 cell, barely any light, for 23 hours a day.
Jeez.
I think you could do it, Cap.
No shot.
You could do it. You just, the thing that would kill you is no telephone. No cell phone.
That would kill me.
Let me show you. Oh, I got to show yoga!
Talking to you boys, long-time listener. You guys are awesome. I have a question. I'm going to Tampa Bay for the weekend.
Oh, Danny will buy
chance
you dinner,
no
too.
Chance.
Yep.
Bears winning?
The Bears winning against Tampa? There's no shot.
No shot.
No shot.
I think a 13-point underdog, is it
13
now?
And a half.
13 and a half. There's no shot.
They're not winning that game.
But enjoy the GOAT, though. At least you got the GOAT there to watch.
Yeah, you can always say, I saw Tom Brady play.
That's exactly why I'm going. I also agree with you, gentlemen. I don't believe the Bears are winning, but definitely excited to see Tom Brady.
Well, have a great time, and all the best to you.
You as well. Take care, boys.
Thank you, Tony.
There you go. Tony, who worked at Cook County Jail.
So it's one thing when you have one opportunity to wiggle off of the hook, right? If you're Evander Kane, you know, there was an investigation for Evander Kane to find out whether or not he gambled on NHL games or not, and it was found that he was innocent.
And he is a San Jose Sharks forward.
That is correct.
Hockey player whose estranged wife, they're going through a nasty divorce. She accused him of gambling on his own team. And tweeted that and put it on Instagram, and the league opened an investigation and said there was nothing to indicate he had ever done that. He denied it. Now he's out of that conundrum, and the next thing you know,
he's handed a 21-game unpaid suspension as he submitted a fraudulent COVID-19 vaccination card.
Correct.
So you get off of one thing where it's like, oh, no, we can't find that he gambled on his own team or the NHL, but we do see that he has a fake COVID-19 vaccination card. Why do you need that? Why?
Correct.
Why? If you're not vaccinated, you got to figure this out with the league and the San Jose Sharks.
Right.
But why do that? Are you just an ass?
Do you know how many millions of dollars? He makes what, $7 million a year?
Yes.
Do the math. 21-game suspension? That's a lot of glue you're not getting.
Bruh. Like, figure this out, right? If you don't want to get vaccinated, you got to talk to the Sharks in the league about that whole thing. But just, I'm going to go out of my way to get a fake vaccination card because I can. You can't, clearly.
Correct.
So ridiculous, man. So you just are a bad guy.
Just a bad, bad human.
Like it's one thing that you're gambling, and maybe you're not gambling on the Sharks. At least it wasn't found. But then you have that on top of it. Just like, dude, keep yourself out of the news.
Yeah, keep your beak out of the news.
Jeez, man.
I mean, God almighty, this guy is just a loser. He got let go by another team in Canada because they said he was an awful teammate. Horrible.
Come on, man.
Just a bad, bad dude.
Making us look bad.
That's it. Anyway, 312-332-3776.
Come on, Kane. You're better than that.
You're better than that, Evander Kane. I guess not.
Keep your beak out of the news.
That's it. We will have Shot or No Shot in exactly 2 minutes and follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live. Join the chat. Sponsored by 3G.